First spring. You equipped us with pens and paper, not just to keep us busy on long journeys, but to share your own delight in spotting nature. Birds, rabbits, deer, the other hidden lives that surround us. Yet years later, crossing the high border plains, battling the last rage of a week's winter gales, a swaying car passing overturned trucks, we trail blinking wet brake lights, seeing nothing. But on reaching you, the wind dropped, becalmed. Numbness befitting those first days, sleepwalking the long, dulled glass corridors overlooking the distant estuary to your blind shot room. No horizon, and within days you were gone. We quietly retreated south. Routines resumed. Passers-by in their own lives didn't know or care, held hostage to our senses. Curtains drawn, missed calls, cocooned reactions, divisions, darkness, darkness. All was lost. It seemed an age. But out there, light's gradual reach thawed the ground to a misty breath. First snowdrops nudging through. Birds skittish, hungry, unseen. It must have happened, because now here we are. The sky a bright and brittle, smarting blue. The air a claw grip achingly unfolding. But still too sweet, too soon. Embattled, winter-braced. What's it all for, if not seen by you? Days must be lived in. What else can we do? First spring, then remaining seasons must come. Remembering you anew with each altered one. The first lambs born, let us count them for you.